Ducks by Daniel Pinkwater, originally published by Little Brown. Across the street from the school is a candy store called Mel's. You can get comic books, notebooks, pencils, rulers, and all sorts of candy. Mel has the sort of candy you can buy for 1 cent. Some things are 2 for 1 cent. Your money goes a long way at Mel's. Once I went to Mel's with 17 cents. I bought wax lips, caramel swirls, candy bananas, jelly beans, and I still had 7 cents left. Then I noticed a duck behind the counter. It was a really beautiful duck. It was also a really big duck. It was bigger than any duck I had ever seen. It was between 3 and 4 feet tall. I liked that duck. I liked its shining feathers and its bright green head. "Is that duck for sale?" I asked Mel. "Sure," Mel said. "That duck is for sale if you have 7 cents." I gave Mel 7 cents. Mel handed me the duck. It was heavy. It wasn't until he handed me the duck that I realized for sure that the duck was alive. Up until that moment, I had not known if it was a real duck or a fake duck. The duck hadn't moved. When I held the duck, I knew it was alive. It was warm and feathery and smelled like a living thing. It still didn't move, but I could feel its heart beating. I carried the duck outside and stood in the street holding it. "Put me down on the pavement," the duck said. It spoke without moving its beak. I put the duck down on the pavement. "I am an angel," the duck said. "You did a good thing when you bought me from the man in the candy store. Now, if you give me my freedom, I will grant you one wish."
"Any wish?" I asked.
"No," the duck said. "I will tell you what to wish for."
"I've heard stories like this," I said.
"No, you haven't," the duck said. "Now, do you want to give me my freedom and have a wish granted or not?"
"Sure, I'll do it," I said.
"Good," said the duck. "Say that you give me my freedom."
"I give you your freedom," I said.
"Now, ask me to give you a beautiful chariot with a really nice paint job and semi-precious stones all over it."
"That's what I get, a chariot?"
"It's a nice one. You'll like it. Now ask for it."
"All right, give me a chariot," I said. Then the sky seemed to open up, and I heard singing, and there was a beam of light coming down from the clouds. The duck rose up along the beam of light and was gone. Then some other ducks appeared. They were pushing a big fancy chariot. They pushed the chariot down the beam of light and rolled it right up to me. There was some more singing, and the ducks disappeared, and I was left standing in the street with this big chariot. It was a nice one, and it did have a nice paint job, and there were semi-precious stones all over it. I pushed the thing home. It was a lot of trouble, especially getting it over curbs. When I finally got it home, I was really tired. I put it in the driveway and went into the house. My mother had been watching through the window. "Where did you get the chariot?" she asked me. "A duck gave it to me. The duck said it was an angel." "Ducks usually lie," my mother said. "I don't think ducks can be angels." "It said it was an angel," I said. "I don't know anything about it. It gave me the chariot." My mother said, "Doesn't a horse go with it? Usually a horse goes with something like that." "I didn't ask for a horse," I said. "I just asked for a chariot." "Why did you ask for a chariot in the first place?" "The duck said that was what I should ask for." "We'll see what your father says about this." When my father came home, my mother said, "Lance, Scott here bought a duck in the candy store." "What sort of a duck was it?" my father asked. "Was it a baby duck?" "I didn't see it," my mother said, "but Scott tells me it was a very large duck, between 3 and 4 feet tall. He paid 7 cents for it."
"Well, he has the right to spend his money any way he likes," my father said.
"The duck claimed to be an angel," my mother said. "I don't think ducks can be angels," my father said. "Besides, don't ducks usually lie?" "That's what I told Scott," my mother said. "Anyway, the duck offered to grant a wish if Scott gave him his freedom, and Scott asked for that chariot in the driveway." "I was wondering about that," my father said. "Well, that's the chariot the duck gave him," my mother said. "Didn't a horse come with it?" "Scott didn't ask for a horse. He just asked for the chariot. The duck told him to ask for it."
"Oh,
my father said. That night I went out into the driveway and stood in the chariot. All of a sudden there was a really big duck attached to it, the way a horse would be. This duck was even bigger than the first duck. It was silvery white. The duck flew up into the air, pulling the chariot after it. I had to hang on for dear life. We flew to a place where everything was fleecy clouds. There were a lot of ducks standing around. I recognized the duck I had met earlier that day, the one who had given me the chariot. "What is this place?" I asked the duck.
"This is heaven," the duck said.
"Does that mean I'm dead?" I asked.
"Certainly,"
the duck said. "But I don't feel dead."
"How do you know?"
the duck asked. "I don't think I'm dead," I said. "Besides, everybody here is a duck except me."
"We're not ducks, we're angels," the duck said. "And you're one too."
"An angel?"
"Yes."
"Then how come I don't look like a duck?"
"You look like a duck to me," said the duck.
"I heard that ducks usually lie," I said.
"Who told you that?" the duck asked.
"My mother and father."
"And you believe them?"
"Yes."
"Mothers and fathers usually lie."
"Mine don't."
"I bet you want to go home," the duck said.
"I do. I want to go home."
"If we let you go home, and you don't have to be dead anymore, can we have the chariot back?"
"Fine. You can have the chariot if I can go home."
"Fred," the duck said to the silvery white duck, "take him home and bring back the chariot."
Fred took me home. I told my mother all about it. The next day my father asked, "What happened to the chariot?" "Scott gave it back to the duck, Lance," my mother said. "It's just as well," my father said. "Those things are no good without a horse."